Hi, Rich Dole here. I just want to take a moment and thank you for listening to the Have You Heard podcast. We will be adding new material and interviews in addition to interviews archived over the 10 plus years of being on the air. So if you keep coming back to haveyouheardjazz.com or subscribe to this podcast from wherever you get your podcast, you'll always have new material, new artists, and new music to discover. As always, thank you for listening. Good evening and good evening. I'm Richard Dole.
I'm Matthew Altizer.
And you are listening to Have You Heard right here on WICR 88.7. We couldn't be happier that you've joined us. It's going to be a really fun night of really interesting music, Matthew. Wouldn't you agree?
I would. It's, local as in the state of Indiana. Mm-hmm. Someone that, you know, people are going to recognize talent-wise and name-wise. It's going to be a fun night. It's a really cool album.
Yeah, it really is. Well, tonight we're going to be listening to and talking with the music of, well, I guess listening to the music of and talking with Rachel Caswell. How about that?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, huh?
It is very cool.
Yeah, Rachel, for those of you, our listeners that are not familiar with Rachel Caswell or the Caswell name, let me just give you a quick background. Grew up in Bloomington, has a sister named Sarah. Sarah got nominated for a Grammy Award last year for the best soloist. She's a violinist. They're both IU people. Her parents are IU people. And that's pretty much the background. So for me, my first exposure to really like to real jazz was at IU, and the Caswell name was always there. So to me, Rachel Caswell, Sarah Caswell. Oh yeah. Oh, Sarah's playing with Esperanza Spalding. Of course she is. You know, so it's a household name. And, but to many people that might not have gotten down to Bloomington in a while, you may not recognize the name. But I think after this show, you're going to be fans, because Matthew and I are fans of this album and of Rachel's music. The album is called We're All in the Dance. Rachel is a vocalist, very, very good vocalist. It's on Turtle Ridge Records. It's produced by Dave Stryker, who's a guitarist, who's also on the record. So we have Rachel Caswell on vocals, Sarah Caswell on violin, Dave Stryker on guitar, Fabian Almazan on piano and Fender Rhodes, Linda Mahon O on bass, and Jonathan Blake on drums. It's a great lineup, don't you think?
It really is, yeah. I mean, that's an all-star lineup right there for sure.
Yeah, and we interviewed Rachel, and you're going to hear it later in the show, and we asked her about how she put everything together. And you know, usually when you see kind of like an all-star, like Linda, I mean, she's playing with Joe Lovano, she's playing with Dave Douglas, right? And Chris Potter. And she's doing just a little bit of everything with everybody, which is pretty amazing. Jonathan Blake's a great drummer. He's on lots of different records. And Dave Stryker's a wonderful guitar player. And of course, Sarah, her sister's, you know, playing with Esperanza and doing her own thing. So it's, you know, it's like, okay, you get kind of an all-star band and that might not gel. You only have a couple days in the studio to put all this together, but this really gels. And to me, it's really sounded like they had been playing together for quite a long time. You know, that was the impression I got when I first listened to this album. I don't know what your impression was, Matthew, but
no,
that was mine.
I would agree. I would agree. I mean, it's a very cohesive unit, and I mean, you can obviously tell they've played with each other for quite a bit in and out different ensembles, because they have the feel down with each other. So
mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, hey, why don't we just get into the music, because I think it needs to be played, and we just need to get it out there. So we're gonna start with. A Lovely Way to Spend an Evening followed by Fragile. So a lovely way to spend an evening is a great, you know, Jimmy McHugh tune, a great standard, and then Fragile is by Sting. So we have an eclectic tune list, but it's all treated with care and respect. This is Rachel Caswell from the album We're All in the Dance. It's brand new. A lot of fun. A lovely way to spend an evening, and Fragile.
Spend an evening. Can't think of anything I'd rather do. This is a lovely way to spend an evening. Can't think of anyone as lovely as you. A casual stroll through a garden, a kiss by a lazy lagoon, catching a breath of moonlight, humming our favorite tune. This is a lovely way to spend an evening. I want to save all my nights and spend them all with you. Catching a breath of moonlight, is a lovely way to spend an evening. I wanna save all my nights and spend them all with you. I wanna save all my nights and spend them all with you. Like tears from a star. On and on. forget how fragile we are.
Fragile from the brand new album by Rachel Coswell. I am Matthew Altizer.
I'm Richard Dole.
And you're hearing some great Rachel Coswell music right here on 88.7 WICR. The show is called Have You Heard?
Yeah, we thank you for tuning in. We're excited about this album, so we're just going to try to play as much music as we can. And you say fragile, Matthew, is that right? You don't say fragile? It's fragile?
No, I think I generally say fragile.
Okay.
Do you say fragile?
Noted. Noted.
I also say Zion instead of Zion.
Okay. Like now you're just
Zionsville.
Now Zionsville?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I also say where.
I know that. H
instead of where.
You don't listen to the show when you're not on because I always talk about the way you pronounce where and wheat. But enough about our pronunciations. Let's get back to the music. Rachel Coswell, the vocalist, is pronouncing everything beautifully, I might add. We're going to play something here. We're All in the Dance, which features her sister, Sarah Coswell, on violin. And then a super groovy Motown soul type of tune, Drown in My Own Tears. This is We're All in the Dance, the title track from Rachel Coswell, followed by Drown in My Own Tears.
Life's a dance that we all have to do. What does the music require? People are moving together, close as the flames in a fire. Feel the beat, music and rhyme, while there is time. Thank you. a dance that we all have to do. What does the music require? People are moving together, close as the flames in a fire. Feel the beat, music and rhyme, while there is time. We all go round and round, partners are lost and found, looking for one more chance. All I know is we all
Sorry to interrupt the show, but just a reminder that you're listening to the Have You Heard podcast. New episodes are always being added to haveyouheardjazz.com, so please check it out. Subscribe to us any way you see fit to keep yourself updated. We'd also like to invite you to get involved by being a larger part of our show through contributing segments or ideas, or by becoming a supporter or underwriter. More information can be found at haveyouheardjazz.com. Or drop us an email at hyhjazz@gmail.com. We welcome your support, and we thank you for listening. Now back to the podcast.
We're All in the Dance and Drowning My Own Tears by Rachel Caswell, right here on Have You Heard.
And I think it's time for us to check out Rachel talking about the album with a great interview by you.
Well, thank you. Well, enough about us talking about this music. Why don't we talk to Rachel Caswell about her brand new album, We're All in the Dance. Rachel, welcome to Have You Heard.
Hi, guys. I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
We're very glad that you are here, and congratulations on this album. It's really nice. It's swinging. It's beautiful. I'm like, I'm holding the product in my hand. You gave it to me, and I really like it's not a glossy material. It feels really good. I feel like I'm not going to lose this. You know, I have some grip to it.
That's awesome.
So yeah, it's like it's a beautiful product, and the music is great, and the band is killing.
I'm so lucky. Yeah.
Yeah, but tell us how did you put this band? Obviously, Sarah Caswell, your sister. I mean, is this like an obligation? She have to do it, even if she didn't. You know, like, hey, I'm doing an album. She's like, I'll be on it.
She seemed to be like legitimately excited about it, so good. I don't think she felt familial obligation to do it. I think she was legit.
Of course, and she sounds great.
And she sounds totally amazing. Yeah, she sounds totally great. No, it's a combination of people that I've just known for a very long time, people that I'm been friends with for a long time, and then it just kind of extended because Sarah and I have known Jonathan Blake, who plays drums on the record. We've known him since we were all pretty young kids, because his dad was John Blake, the jazz violinist. And you have to remember, the jazz string world is very tiny. Right. So everybody knows everybody. So we've known him forever. He calls us Big Sis and Little Sis because he's right in between our ages. So we've got a really nice, close relationship with him.
Oh, cool.
And then, and I've done a few gigs with Linda before. And she's like my first, she would have been my first choice. I mean, I figure if she's Pat Metheny's first choice.
Wow.
That she could be
and
my first
Lovano,
choice.
And Joe Lovano. I mean, like, the list goes on.
Dave Douglas, she's like everybody. She's just the most solid, like just killer, nice person, great sound. And then Fabian is her husband, and he's developing a wonderful name of his own. He is in Terrence Blanchard's E Collective. He does a lot of keyboard work. He's generally viewed as being much more of a contemporary guy. But I asked, I said, hey, I mean, would you mind terribly doing something that's a little bit more inside, maybe that's a little bit more standards? He's like, I love playing standards, just nobody ever asks me. And he's wonderful. He's a Cuban born, and then he was in the first class of musicians at the Brubeck Institute. He's a wonderful, like, established musician of his own, in his own right. So it just kind of came together because we basically decided, Dave Stryker, who produced the record, we decided on, like, May 19th that we were going to make a April 19th, that we were going to make a record. And by May 21st, we were in the studio with these five amazing people plus myself. And it just all worked out. It
you
was
can't
pretty
tell.
Phenomenal.
I, you know, listening to this, it's hard to tell that this was, I mean, I know, like, in the liner notes, you talk about how fast everything came together.
Yeah.
But
it was kind of insane.
I mean, it really, there's a really great chemistry with everybody in the band.
Yeah, and I think that was a conscious choice on my part. I definitely went and looked for players that I respected, but that I knew also played together quite a lot. Jonathan Blake plays a lot with Linda. He has a group with Linda and Chris Potter that they have together. Fabian and Linda obviously play together a lot since they're married. and they have their own label, and they're working, you know, they're putting all their stuff out together. And so they've got a great vibe. And they actually play as a trio together from time to time. So I knew that they would already sound great out of the box. And then the fact that Sarah and I have such a wonderful rapport going back to, like, infancy.
Right.
and then Dave and I have been playing so much together. It just, I wasn't sure if it was going to work out. Like, the day before, I was like, this is either going to be, like, phenomenal or it's going to be a hot mess. And it wound up being phenomenal. And I was just, the first track, the first cut we did in the studio, I'm like, this is going to be a good day. This is going to be a really good day. So I feel really fortunate.
Wow. Wow. No, it's a really fun album. And it's really great, diverse set of characters, but the tunes are very diverse. I mean, everything from Sting to just, you know, this is some standards. And Bob DeRoe is in there. Yeah, Charlie Parker. I mean, it's just like, it's really eclectic, but it fits well together. It's a really nice flow.
We definitely wanted to try to make something that was cohesive, that sounded like it was all coming from the same space, but that it had come from different sources.
Right.
And I think that it definitely has that feel, because, you know, my take on a lot of these tunes is going to be different than others. And I think it sounds really just consistent and cohesive from the beginning to the end, even though, like you said, I've got a little bit of pop stuff, I've got a little bit of, like, soundtrack stuff, I've got some soul stuff, but it all seems, a bebop tune, it all seems to kind of work together. And it's getting really consistent. Like, it's not like one tune has popped up as the tune that radio likes to play. Hmm. Radio seems to be playing a little bit of everything. So I think it's a sign that it's a really evenly paced, evenly constructed album, which, you know, I'd like to think that that was, you know, all in design, but maybe sometimes it's just the spirits
sure.
that give you the thing you need at the moment.
Right, right. Yeah, it definitely, you know, I can see how, I mean, there's not one here that would not be appropriate for radio play. So it doesn't surprise me at all that, and in fact, I've been getting some of the, you know, we use the same radio, we get stuff from the same radio promoter that you use. So, you know, we're seeing some of the same plays and the radio charts and everything. For our listeners who may not know you, I mean, to me, Caswells are, it's like a household name, you know, because when I first started getting into jazz down at IU, you were there, and then a little bit later Sarah came through, and it was like that was just, it was ubiquitous, you know. So for people that maybe aren't familiar with your story, give us a synopsis of how you got from where you were to where you is.
Sure.
So to say.
It's funny. I always like to say that Sarah and I are very famous, but just a very small segment of the population. So that's kind of our deal. We're really well known among a very, like, niche sort of group of people. For those of your listeners that don't know much about me, I started out as an instrumentalist. Our dad both of our parents are musicians, and so it made sense that they were going to raise their kids, whether it was purposeful or sort of inadvertent, they wound up raising musicians because that's what they know and that's what they did. And so I was playing classical cello and jazz piano. And I actually have a bachelor's degree in cello and was playing jazz on the cello. But at the same time, I was thinking, this is not really speaking for me. I can do it. It's fine. But I think that there's something else in my head that wants to get out that's not getting out. And I had always sung as a child. We were a singing family. And so I just sort of started experimenting with, can I sing this material? Is it going to come out? And it just started to just come out so much more effortlessly singing than it ever did on the cello in terms of improvisational content and interpretive content. Mm-hmm. I felt it just came out much more fluidly on my voice. And so after I finished my bachelor's degree, I put the cello away. It has not come out of that closet since
really?
The day I finished my bachelor's degree. It has not been touched. And so, yeah, I've just put all my efforts into becoming the best singer that I can be ever since then. Got my master's degree at New England Conservatory. So it's been going on 25 years, basically, at this point.
Okay.
That I've been working pretty much exclusively as a singer. And I, the past 5 years, and maybe even the past year, have probably represented my biggest leaps in terms of personal growth as an artist. So I feel like this record really represents a pretty big leap from even where I was 3 years ago with my previous album. So it's been hard work, but it's been really fun to see it come to something that people actually hear and take note of. And they're like, yeah, it sounds different. And I'm like, good, I'm on the right track.
Definitely. Well, you can tell when a vocalist is an instrumentalist first.
I think, yeah.
Even if it's just the comfort that one has speaking to the other people in the band, you know, about just basic things like forms and keys.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I mean, like getting super basic. But also, you know, there's a certain sensibility that I think that from my perspective, when people are, you know, instrumentalists first and then singers, there's something there that is missing otherwise. Yeah. Not that it's a bad thing that's missing. It's nothing bad, but it's just like...
it's just different.
Yeah. Maybe you're listening to things differently. It's ensemble-wise. I don't know. There's mm-hmm. there's something there, but I definitely, you know, you came up and performed for the Butler Youth Jazz Camp.
Yeah, sure.
And which was great. All the kids loved that. Everybody was talking about that the rest of the week. And
that's great.
And then I get to hear you with the big band down at the Bloomington Jazz Fest. And
yeah,
it's just, there's a communication there. It's not like singer plus band. It's you're just part of the band, you know?
Yeah, well, that seems to be the comment that I'm getting most consistently is that, you know, this is just a good jazz record that happens to have a singer on it. And I think that that's probably what we set out to do, is that's who I am as an artist typically, is basically just another member of the band. Mm-hmm. But I'm definitely focusing on interpretation and trying to be as creative with my interpretation as possible. But I think, like you said, coming from the instrumental standpoint, even that flexibility of how I interpret the tunes is, I think a lot of times singers sometimes sort of get wrapped up in the way they typically do it. And I don't usually get stuck in that. So the tunes often I'll interpret them different ways. So I try to experiment with that as much. I'm always trying to challenge myself both in the studio and on concerts. So it's, I think that's probably a more instrumental approach than it is a vocal one. So I mm-hmm. think, and that's the other comment I get. The other comment I get is that I wouldn't have phrased that way. I wouldn't have thought that would work, and yet it totally works. And I'm always trying to push the tunes and have them be as meaningful to me as possible through whatever interpretation I'm able to get to.
Nice. So let me ask you something about, I think you played this tune at Butler, the Devil May Care, the Bob Dureau tune.
Oh, yeah, sure.
That's the one with like the big unison contrafact kind of thing in there. Is that right? Or is that another tune that I'm thinking of?
No, that we do a little shout chorus on "Lovely Way to Spend an Evening."
Yeah, oh, okay.
I took "Lovely Way to Spend an Evening," and which is oftentimes done as a ballad, and I got inspired by this 1969 Oscar Peterson Herb Ellis version, which is just like about as hard swinging as Oscar Peterson and Herb Ellis get.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, dude, that's the way this tune should be done. And so we switched it to a swing tune, like a two feel. And then Dave worked out this little shout chorus thing for me to sing with him. And it's fun. I like doing stuff like that.
Yeah.
Kind of unexpected.
It's really cool. And I couldn't help but think about, you know, maybe, Dominic Spera and Dave Baker's, you know, the big band unison lines and everything that we've been through. And there's just, there's a lot of history, you know, when I hear you sing. I think I was at IU when you were making that transition. I remember you were singing mm-hmm. with the big band, but before you were a cello player. And I didn't really know you, but I was like, wait a minute, I thought she played cello. No, she's singing. I was like, oh, okay.
Cool.
Yeah, David let me sing on a few concerts before I graduated, and then we always had that big band extravaganza where we did the sort of classic, like, swing band era stuff, and they had me come in the last couple years of school and sing some of that, particularly the Ella Fitzgerald material at the time really suited me really well. I feel like my voice has changed quite, I mean, I still do a lot of Ella Fitzgerald inspired stuff, and I do presentations about her and can sing her material, but I think the more my voice has developed, I think it's kind of going more of a Nancy Wilson direction these days, which is kind of, I think my timbre kind of sits in that same space. And so it's kind of fun to see where my voice goes over time, because it is always changing a little bit as I work on things.
Nothing wrong with Nancy Wilson.
No, I know. Yeah, I'm in October, I'm doing the entire Nancy Wilson Cannonball Adderley record with the Butler Big Band. With the Ball State Big Band. Mark Buscelli has transcribed the entire record and then added a trombone voice. And so we're doing the whole record. And so I'm doing all that Nancy Wilson stuff coming up in a few months. So it's going to be great.
That's very cool. That's one of my favorite albums.
It's everybody's favorite.
Yeah. Yeah. It's iconic. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Well, other than that, what else is on the future? Where can people find out about your gigs, your traveling, your projects? Where can people find you and hear you and all this stuff?
Sure. Well, I've got an Instagram page that I'm just sort of starting to develop and, you know, documenting some of the more fun shows and things I'm doing and concerts I've been doing lately. I keep my website as updated as possible, so I keep that updated for media purposes, and I try to get all my shows in there. So, and I'm doing a variety of things. I mean, a lot of it is in the Midwest, but I'm also doing quite a bit of work in New York. I was just out there for 2 weeks in this past month, did like one show with Caswell Sisters in Connecticut, and then did two shows of under my own name doing some other stuff. And then I'm going back in a couple of weeks on September 15th for a CD release event at the Jazz at the Catano. And so that's going to be the New York release for the CD. And so, you can't really do any of this stuff without having a New York presence to some extent. So I'm very lucky that between Sarah and then a lot of the vocal contacts that I have made over the years, that I really actually have a fairly respectable presence in New York for not living there. So I'm pretty lucky, and I'm going to just keep doing that. And like, the concerts are always on the website. I'll be singing at the block party, the closing day of the Indie Jazz Fest, with the guys from Avenue Indie. They like me a lot, so they're going to have me up to sing with them again.
Excellent.
I've been singing with them quite a bit this year, Jeff Conrad and those guys.
Yep.
And so that's, I think we're at 3:45, I think is when we are. So we'll be at the block party for Indie Jazz Fest. And I think I've got a tentative date at the Jazz Kitchen in October. So that's, we're working on that too.
Cool.
So as soon as that's confirmed, I'll have that up on the website.
Excellent. Well, for more information about Rachel and where she's playing, you can go to rachelcaswell.com. That's rachelcaswell.com. Rachel, thanks so much for sharing your music with us and taking time out of your schedule to talk with us. I really like the album, and I hope it just keeps getting better and better for you. It's
thanks.
Great.
Thanks so much, man. Thank you. Good to talk to you.
Well, great. Why don't we end the show with Devil May Care and Dexterity.
Come tomorrow, what may? Don't even suffer a sigh. It doesn't help when you cry. That's why I live and I'll die. Devil May Care. as for me, I'm happy as I can be. I've learned to love and to live, devil may care. No blues or woes, whatever comes later goes. That's how I take and I give, devil may care. When the day is through, I suffer no regrets. I know that he who frets loses the night. Only a fool dreams he can hold back the dawn. He who is wise and tries to revise what's past and gone. Live, love today, let come tomorrow what may. Don't even stop for a sigh, it doesn't help when you cry. That's why I live and I'll die, devil may care.
You have been listening to the Have You Heard podcast. A big thank you to Jared Thompson and Premium Blend for letting us use their incredible original tune, Pursuit of Happiness, from their album, The Road. You can hear Have You Heard every Wednesday at 9 p.m. in Indianapolis on WICR 88.7 FM, or you can listen to us anywhere in the world through the internet at wicronline.org, or look for WICR in the TuneIn Radio and iHeartRadio apps. Listen to us anytime by coming back to haveyouheardjazz.com, where we will be adding new material all the time, so there will always be something new for you to check out. As always, we appreciate your time, your support, and thank you for listening.